Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Why do achievers crash and burn so often? You know, they work so hard to get ahead, and then when you get ahead, everything kind of falls apart and you start failing. You're like, why? What? Am I sabotaging myself? Am I doing something wrong? Well, sometimes I've found over and over working with high performers at the top level of Fortune 50 companies, Olympians, major celebrity sort of entrepreneurs, that these four horsemen come into the achiever's life and it just punches them out. And it's like, if you understand these four and you watch out for them, then you can maintain your success longer. But if you get trapped into these four things, you're in trouble. Here we go. Number one reason achievers start to fail is they start to feel like they have to help everybody. You know, you got some success in your life and all of a sudden, you know, some family and friends come out of the woodwork and they need some help, assistance, money. They have new projects for you, new ideas for you. They want you to help their dreams come true. And all of a sudden you start finding yourself spread too thin, helping everybody. The community comes up and they say, hey, could you give us some scholarships? Hey, could you fund this nonprofit opportunity? As you get more success, more people want you to serve. And while that's a good thing, it also ends up diluting your focus. And now you're trying to help everybody because you can.
You know, one of the hard parts about being an achiever is everyone looks to you for help. And because you succeeded, and the only reason you succeeded is because you had a big heart and you had compassion for other people, now you feel like you have to help everybody and you burn out. You get exhausted and you think, gosh, you know, I used to be able to really focus, but you lose all that focus helping too many people. So watch out for that. Are you currently helping too many people? Because it's an issue. There's a balance. There's a fine line of serving others versus burning yourself out. And if you feel like on your path to achievement, you were really focused and now you're too dissipated, beware. That's where you'll start to fail. Because that leads us to the number two reason people start to fail is they lose focus. Your projects and your mission was this. Now you've succeeded at it and you have other people to manage it, or it just runs by itself. And now you can go focus on all your other projects of passion. And now you're like, oh, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in this. I'm interested in this and this. And you lose focus, not just helping other people, but in taking on too many projects of your own that you're excited about. Now you've got 50 hobbies. You didn't have all these hobbies before, so you achieved. Now you've lost your focus and you start to lose. So be very cautious of taking on too many passion projects in a row. Take on too many at the same time. Remember, if you take care of your health and God bless, you're gonna live a long while. You know, life has a way of like giving yourself time to do things, I should say. You know, don't try and smack it all in. Just because now you have success and money doesn't mean you have to do everything at once. Just because you have some taste of success doesn't mean now you have, now I have permission to do everything because I succeeded. Actually, the reason you succeeded is because you focused narrowly on one thing over a period of time. So I'm not saying you can't do lots of other things now. I'm saying just do them slow, like pace them out. Take on a new project, do well at it. New project, do well at it. In my own life, in my own career, what I tended to do is I built one brand or one new product or service offering for my audience per year. Just one. Now, when you look at my arc of my career, it looks like, well, Brendan, he does all these things. He does all these books and all these courses and he's everywhere. Really, I was just doing one new thing a year. That was it, you know? And sometimes, like right now, I'm doing things right now that I knew I was gonna do 5 years ago. But I didn't try to take it on 5 years ago because I knew that would lose focus from a project I was working on then. It's like right now, you know, I have this whole spreadsheet at home of all these books I wanna write. If I started trying to write all of them right now, none of them would get written. It's one thing at a time, man. That's what made you successful the first time. That's what's gonna keep you on the path of success. You know, the other thing that comes to mind is that achievers tend to forget skill acquisition. They got the skill, they became successful. Now they're successful, they're good at it, they just keep doing the same thing, running the same route, but they're not training anymore. They're not going to the conferences anymore. They're not exploring and innovating and trying and testing the boundaries. They're not trying to get better. They just settled at where they're at. And because they settled at that skill level, their achievement kind of hits a ceiling. And over a period of time, also because they settled at one skill level, they get restless and they get bored with what made them successful. So they try everything else to feel filled up and happy. So achievers, keep learning. Keep developing your skill at whatever that project was. Keep pushing the boundaries at whatever it is. You don't need a new business or a new career. You need to re-engage with what you're doing and push yourself again. But that's what people do. They don't feel the push in this one thing. So they say, oh, I'm gonna go with the push in all these other areas because these other areas bring novelty and growth. And that's what we want, right? We want novelty and growth. So we already succeeded at this. I'm bored with it. I'll go get novelty and growth in all these other areas, and this thing that made us successful starts to fail. So beware of seeking too much novelty and growth in other areas. Get novelty and growth in what you're already succeeding at, if you still love that thing that you are succeeding at. Should make sense, right? And I would say the last part about is the reason people fail is because as much as they've achieved success, they never allowed themselves to feel it. They never integrated the successes. So they're on this never-ending treadmill that burns them out. And as they burn out, they succeed less. And that comes from a place where psychologically, they never allowed themselves to feel joy, satisfaction, or pride, or even contribution from doing what they're doing. Everyone else identifies them as a success, but they haven't internalized it and said, you know what? I am a success. I'm good here. I'm happy here. I'm doing a good job. I'm still challenging myself, but you know what? I have a pride about what I'm doing. So I don't need to go chase 50 new things hoping to fill myself up and find some fulfillment. I'm able to feel fulfillment in the moment because I integrate it. I allow myself to feel the emotions that come from doing a good job. And if you never allow yourself to feel good about what you've achieved, then you'll always be on this never-ending treadmill to find the next new thing. And so achievers, give yourself some credit. Achievers, take a moment to pause at the end of the night and feel a sense of gratitude for what you did do today. Achievers, have a practice where you reflect on what you've done with your family and your friends and your team to celebrate it and to feel it and to own it so that the achievement journey itself feels worthwhile. Because if it feels worthwhile, you won't abandon it. If it feels worthwhile, you'll keep doing it. You'll keep climbing. You'll keep innovating. You'll keep contributing. You'll keep feeling what we call the charge life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.